CFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show, which is coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfability Freakout at 6 p.m., Alter Ego in the evening at 7 p.m., Roots, Rock, and Reggae at 8, and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m.
The show must go on.
And the show is going on. Here we are, episode 4 of See You at the Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm here in the studio with a great panel of guests today. We aren't going to do the usual talk about what the purpose of this show is. Everybody knows by now. We are here to talk about Champaign-Urbana Theater. And we're coming off of the theater marathon weekend. I don't know, you know, if you were busy with running, I feel bad for you, because I was busy going to shows. 7 shows in 5 days. There was magic going on at Twin City Theater Company, at Station Theater, at Champaign Centennial High School, Champaign Central High School. Where else was I? Franklin Middle School. And I was watching the little kids do an amazing show of The Music Man at the Virginia Theater. So am I theatered out? No. I'm energized, ready for more. So let's talk about what's going on in the community. Right now, you have 2 amazing intimate play experiences you can take advantage of. We've got Stupid Effing Bird, which still has 1 more weekend at the Station Theater. They're going tonight with shows 11, 12, 13 of their run. It's fantastic. I hear that tonight's show is almost sold out, so the word is out about this show. You got to see it if you haven't. We also have On the Exhale at Twin City Theater Company at the SoDo Theater. I have the star of that one-woman show and the director in the studio with me today. We'll be talking with them in a moment. They have shows, 4 shows coming, no, 3 shows coming up left, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee. I'll withhold my fanboyness about that show until we get there. And what else is going on?
A musical, and nothing's as amazing as a musical.
That's right. There are still musicals to see. At Urbana High School, they are presenting Newsies. They opened last night, and I heard it was just fantastic. We're going to close out our show today, in fact, with a little bit of a performance from your great, what are they, Tiger Thespians, I suppose? Yes, they are. So they opened last night, and they have performances at 7 o'clock the next 3 nights, including tonight, and then there's a 2:30 matinee on Sunday. So director Becky Kim Park has done a great job with this cast. Ella Burris is in it. I've seen her in other shows. She's a wonderful talent, and see that show. All right, let's get to it. I am joined here in the studio by Kimmy Schofield.
Schofield.
That I's in there for a reason, I suppose.
Yay.
It's not silent. I should know that, because in German, you always pronounce the second vowel.
Yes.
And that's probably not even a German name, is it?
It's not, but most people say Schofield, so
yeah.
You mispronounce it a new way.
Right. And my name starts S-C-H, and it's a sh, but I still knew you were ska.
That's true.
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
And I'm here with Kimmy Schofield and Dustin Yoakum. You see, by not turning on the mics, the beautiful thing that happened there was that even though everybody heard my explanation of the mistake, nobody heard the mistake itself. So it's only 3 weeks in a row. I've forgotten to hit those buttons. So note to self, I don't know. Note to self, get an engineer, maybe. All right, so I've got Kimmy and also the director of On the Exhale, Dustin Yoakum. How are you doing, Dustin?
I'm doing lovely. How are you doing?
I'm great. So I saw your show on, it was the matinee on, was it Sunday that Sunday, you had the matinee?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've only seen one other one-person show, and that was Kevin Bacon in New York. And I was really awed by how a person could get up by themselves and how there would be content to both fill the time and to keep the audience that engaged. And Kimmy, you exceeded Kevin Bacon in keeping me engaged. So, all right, I got stuff to say, but you're my guest. Dustin, tell us what the show is about.
So this show is essentially about a woman in academia who has recently lost a child in a school shooting. And I don't want to give too much more than that away, actually, but I will say that it has a lot of things, sort of topics that it hits on, mostly surrounding the topics of gun violence and grief. But I don't want to give too much else away.
All right, I will try to follow your lead on that, but I can't, you know, make any promises. We are on the radio, and I am enthusiastic about things. So, you're directing here. I know you've directed at the station before. What is your directing resume?
My directing resume. So, I've done kind of a swath of things. So, I started with the Glass Menagerie in Monticello about a year and a half ago, and I think since then I've done here at the station was my last show, and I did On the Mountaintop. With Kimmy, The Mountaintop. I just mixed two shows together. Sorry about that. I did The Mountaintop with Kimmy at Twin Cities last fall, I believe.
Okay.
Spring.
And I
spring.
Assume that there were...
I know what I'm talking about. Spring.
I assume that there were other actors in that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cedric Jones.
Okay.
Was played Martin Luther King.
So so what drew you to On the Exhale?
So I read this script about a year ago, and I was just drawn... I was actually drawn to the writing. I was drawn mostly to... It's written in second person, and so I love how it brings you into the audience. You know, it's not I, me, it's you. And I think there's something very personable about that, and it really kind of puts her story into the audience's lap. And I think that's originally what really drew me to the script, because it's very different than you normally see. But also, I think it's timely. You know, I think what it talks about and you know, we've had some news stories in the last week.
It's just
it's
sad and awful how timely it is, really.
Yeah, it really is. It is sad. But so it was drawn to me, or I was drawn to it for several reasons, and I guess it was the kind of perfect storm of the right time to do this play in this community, I think.
Well, and perfect storm because you also stumbled upon the right actress for this show.
Yes, I did.
So Kimmy, it's nice to meet you.
Yes, hello.
And I've seen you on stage before, but it's great to meet you in person. So tell me a little bit about you as an actress. What have you been involved in this community?
I think I started in the community at the Station Theater in Cheek Hills Monsters, which Michael Matthews Jr. directed, and I really want to say 2015. And I did, I think, 5 shows there. And then other than that, I did The Crucible with Matthew Green, and that was in the Black Box at Parkland. And Twin City did American Idiot at the Harold and Jean Minor Theater there as well. And then The Mountaintop, I think, was the last show that I acted in.
And do you come out of a theater education?
No, I was an advertising and broadcast journalism major. I wanted to do theater, but my family discouraged it, so I think I'm against it now.
You're proving them to be, I won't say anything bad about them, but definitely wrong. And so when you auditioned for this particular show, did you know anything about it? Had you heard of it?
No, I hadn't heard of it. I'm very bad at knowing anything about current plays, and I was terrified at auditions because, as Justin said, the writing is very interesting. It's written almost in a poetic manner, and so delivering it, I didn't know how to do it or what to do, and I usually go in blind in auditions. I don't read things ahead of time, and for me, it works really well because it just comes out naturally, and I usually stick to something close to it when I'm doing the performance. So I read it, and I read too far, when I did the audition, and then I had to do it again.
So Dustin, you had them actually use the script for the audition reading?
Yeah, I think I sent the first four pages only. So kind of it hits like a
you didn't want them to know anymore?
I did not want them to know anymore. I don't think that anybody involved other than me and Kimmy have read the script going in. So,
yeah.
I mean, even the theater company hadn't read the script. So they were really taking a chance.
Well, one of the things when I've had directors in here, I've really wanted to kind of ask them about the process of auditioning. And so with a show like this, I was almost wondering if you even did audition. Because if you knew somebody like Kimmy and you were doing this show, auditions might not be necessary. But you did, in fact, open this up.
Yep, we definitely opened it up. I like to open it up for the, you know, it's community theater, so I think the community should have a chance to audition. And I didn't know what I was going to get, you know, but turns out I hit gold. So.
Yes, you did. And so this space is interesting, right? Tell me about the SoDo Theater.
So my understanding, this definitely predates me. My understanding is it used to be a guitar center of some sort, or like a storefront.
Music store.
There you go. Thanks,
all right.
Jackie.
Yeah. So let's introduce guest number three. Jackie Lowenstein is with us. She's here to talk about Champaign Urbana Theater Company and the Penguin Project show, A Frozen 2, that's coming up. But as fate would have it, she also works out of the SoDo Theater Company, and she has also seen the show on the Exhale. So welcome, Jackie.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk. So SoDo Theater Company, what is a little bit of the history?
It's not a theater company. It's a space. It's a rental space. Anyone can rent space there. It just so happens that Twin City Theater does their productions there. I run my own training program, Class Act, out of that same studio. And other theaters at times rent it for performances and rehearsals and their special events, anything. So, it's just a community space that maybe more people should know about. I always call it SoDo. I actually don't know.
It's
for South Downtown.
I'm sure that I'm wrong.
I think people think it's SoDo, like SoDo Theater.
We all just learned something.
Yes. Right. That sounds so much better. Well, so I'm going to keep calling it SoDo.
That's fine. I wasn't there when it was founded.
But Twin City Theater Company is probably one of the newer theater companies in the area. I think I first heard about it maybe 6 or 7 years ago. Does that sound right to you guys?
I'm not even sure it's that long. I think 3 or 4 maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, and so, and I've always kind of, when I started the show, one of the ideas is to be really agnostic, like I'm on the board at the station, as are two of you three people. But you know, that the idea of this show is to really be a centralized place for the community to come together. So we'll talk about shows everywhere, and I really hope that this that I can do my part in opening up awareness of shows in this space, because and I think it's a great space to do this particular show. It couldn't be any more Spartan, you know, when you walk in. There wasn't a whole lot of design choices that needed to be made other than choices in the negative, I suppose. Do you like that, Kimmy? Do you like being just you and
I do.
Black?
Yeah, it's very exposing. And the show itself is pretty vulnerable and it's really bare. And I think that the space works really well for that too. And it has worked for, I think, a lot of the shows that Twin City has done. But this one in particular, I mean, there's nothing that I use except for my own voice. And that works really well for this and also means that I had to do the work.
Well, I mean, I think that I also enjoyed watching your movement choices. And there's, you know, some obvious physicality with imaginary props and stuff, but do you call it blocking your movement, or do you call it conversational movement, or what do you call it?
I guess it's technically blocking, but I think I prefer movement. I mean, for this, there have been a couple other productions, not here by any means, but off Broadway and then over in London, I believe, and there was a lot more movement in what they did. And for me, I felt like that was hitting the nail too hard on the head, especially given how intense the show is. I think it works really well with minimal movement and minimal, I guess, imitating movements or voices or anything. It just would give too much away, and it would take the audience and I think an actor out of the story that you're trying to tell.
So how cool was it for you, Dustin, or how challenging was it for you to direct a person telling a story in a space?
It was both those things. It was both an amazing experience and also very challenging. I mean, I think the last show I did was very maximalist. It was lots of props, you know, a dirty house, and there was lots of things to worry about as a director. The beauty of this was the only thing to worry about was making sure the story got told and that it got told in an appropriate way. So there was a lot of just me and Kimmy in a room hashing out when we've gone too far and how to pull things back. Really, this entire process was a process of restraint, knowing that we've maybe stepped too far and pull some of the movement back, pull some of the, you know, the anger or the sadness. And so it was a really interesting experience to kind of dig into 50 pages of text this intently.
I would have liked to have maybe seen a documentary about the making of this show.
As simple as it was,
it's just, I mean, I as kind of a wannabe actor and, I don't know, maybe someday director, it's just fascinating to watch and just think about the little choices that you make. Question about wardrobe. Do you wear the same thing every night?
I do wear the same thing every night, and we were trying to figure out what to wear for this, and even that too. I get it's technically a costume, but I just call it an outfit, and it was hard to find what to wear.
Yeah. Well, because it was perfect, but I didn't know if the perfection was also just in the fact that you kind of just woke up and put on clothes because you're just
a woman in the show. I think the day before I said, okay, it was what I had been wearing was so dark, and we mm-hmm. knew that the space was going to be dark, but it's really dark. And I almost blended into the background, which wasn't necessarily a bad thing. But the day before I tried something else on, and there was a reviewer there also, and I just said, okay, here we go. And then we decided that night that is what we are going to wear. So
getting a little more serious now, have either of you been affected in any way by gun violence in your life?
I have not. No.
I have a cousin who was shot in Chicago and killed when I was probably about 10. And it was something that was hard to process and hard to understand, and I went through a lot of anger, and the man who did it was caught and he escaped, and it's just, you know, it's a crazy series of events for anyone if anything happens. But even being in college was different compared to what would have been, you know, even 10 years ago when other schools have lockdowns and things. It affects the school that you're in currently and people's responses to it. It seems like people either are used to it or they think it can't happen to them.
Right. Well, I guess I wasn't really taking a guess there, but it did seem as though there was something maybe even additional to your great acting skills that was present in the way that you told the story.
Sure, yeah. And I think I kind of subconsciously with any role that I do end up clicking somehow, even if it's a stretch with something that I've experienced. It just helps me put myself in place of the character more, and it worked. And I think that this show especially helps open up a lot of discussion and helps people think about, you know, gun violence and the safety and the precautions that go into it.
So what are the opportunities that we still have to see the show?
We have tomorrow, which is Friday, at 7:30, Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2:00. And I believe on Saturday we're going to do a talk back regarding the topics in the show.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we did one last week with Mike Ingram, the county board member, who had been in part of theater in his youth. And I believe the mayor of Urbana will be there on Saturday.
And this is about 60 minutes or so only?
Not even.
So it's a one...
Between about 50 and 60, about.
All right. So it's a one-act show. And I highly recommend you see it. What's the website to get information?
Twin City.
It's twincitytheater.co, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Or, of course, the easier thing to do is to go to seeyouattheshow.com.
There you go.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, because all of the present shows are there, the coming shows are there, and, of course, the next segment is, if you want to get involved in theater...
Cisco pit-a-pat said, I can do that. I can do that.
Can you do that?
I can.
You can? That's a crazy jump he just did, by the way. So auditions that are coming up in town, as I said, you can go to our auditions tab on seeyouattheshow.com, and you can also follow us on Facebook, or you can just listen. So one of the Twin City Theater Company, which we were just talking about, is having auditions on Saturday, May 11th for their summer kids program. It looks amazing. It's Emma, a pop musical. So I didn't know it existed, but it does. And anything that tells the story of Emma is going to be really fun. So if you have kids in 7th to 13th grade, because I guess they said that they would consider people who had just graduated high school, auditions are Saturday, May 11th from 1 to 4 o'clock at the SoDo, SoDo. Just do it. Well, maybe if Nike sponsored it, we could go to Just Do It Theater, 114 South Neal Street. Go in on the Neal Street entrance, prepare a little monologue, and sing a pop song. That would be great. And I know some kids who are trying out, so I think it would be a really fun experience.
They have a sign-up genius that people should sign up on, not just show up.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and we have a theater genius in you, Jackie. Yeah. It's great to have you in the show with us. We talked a little bit about the class act that you did, but what we're mainly wanting to talk about now, and the reason that it's in our audition segment, is that you are directing Frozen Junior, which is part of the CUTC Penguin Project.
Correct.
And tell us about what the Penguin Project is.
Sure. This is the fourth year that Champaign-Urbana Theater Company has done a Penguin Project production. It's a tongue twister. And this is a national program that has probably close to 30 groups around the country doing it. It was founded by Dr. Andy Morgan, who's a pediatrician in Peoria, who had a special interest in theater as well as children with disabilities and special needs. So he combined all of that and created this program where we take children who have any kind of disabilities, really. You know, we have quite a range. Some kids have ADHD, some kids have cerebral palsies, all physical and emotional, mental, and they're paired with a peer mentor who works with them, alongside them through the entire rehearsal process and performs with them. But we call the performers are the artists and then the mentors. So the artists are the kids with special needs who may not have everything, the skills in place to do a show at their school, for example. But here they get to be the stars. They are the ones who have the roles and the lines and the songs. And the mentors are just there to be their friend and support them in the background. And it works really well. It's been really life-changing, I think, for everyone who's been involved.
Right.
My daughter included has been a mentor these past 3 years and will be again. And
is that how many years you've directed it?
I was the choreographer the first 2 years, and then I was the co-director last year, and this year I'm directing, but I'll have a lot of help. And actually our choreographer this year is Courtney Davies, who also teaches special ed at Centennial High School. So I'm very excited to have her on board. She knows a lot of the kids already and has a great skill set to work with them. And
so you aren't having audition so much as what's coming up next week is an informational meeting.
Yeah, we have an informational meeting for anyone who wants to find out more, and that would be parents as well as the potential artists and mentors. Everybody should come. And that's at 6:30 Wednesday, May 8th at Sinai Temple. That's where we do our rehearsing. It's a nice, they've got a few rooms and nice space we can use there.
And when is the performance actually going to be?
The performances are the third week of September. So this is a big commitment. It's 16 weeks, and we meet twice a week, Sundays and Wednesday evenings. And then once school starts, that might change up a little bit. But we have an application process. It's not an audition so much as applications for people who are interested. And we don't know how many we'll get, and we do limit the size of the program so that it stays manageable and a safe environment for everybody.
What are the ages of the kids, both the performers and
the performing artists or? Can be age 10 to 21.
Okay.
So a big range. And then for mentors, they need to be 12 to 21.
Okay. Well, I saw High School Musical last year, and it was really neat. I guess it was kind of like watching The Lion King for me, where there are people who are helping, but that you don't notice them after a while. I didn't. And I thought that was going to be weird when I saw The Lion King, and then it was just magical. I don't, there were people, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, and so that's the way I felt with the people who were facilitating the performers, that I didn't notice them. And I thought it was beautiful what you did. And I don't know, I just got goosebumps because two of the kids that were in that show, I guess, got the confidence from doing that show that they acted at Franklin in the main school show.
Sure.
And I know that they wouldn't have had the confidence in themselves to do that. And one of them had a solo and killed it if they hadn't come up through the Penguin Project. So
I think that's true.
What an impact.
A number of our students are now doing shows at high school and in the community, and we love that. But it's a really interesting combination of people who choose to be mentors, because a lot of those kids are theater kids who do like to be in the spotlight, and I think it's really important that they learn how to share their talents in a different way and support and befriend. You know, the number one thing is they become friends with their partners, and we choose those partnerings pretty carefully and make sure that we're pairing up people who can work well together. And
will you be at Urbana High School again?
We plan to be. And that's not set in stone yet, but we are, so we're not announcing it.
Well, I'm sure we'll have you come back on to in advance of the show, and maybe we'll get some of the some of your actors to come on also and talk about it. But it's not like you really need any help selling tickets. That thing,
we don't
is
need help
beautiful.
Selling tickets, but we definitely can always, you know, would love to see more potential artists and mentors apply. Since it is a big commitment, we want people who have the time and can really make it a priority in their lives.
Okay. So how, other than coming to see you at the show and our Facebook page, where can they find out through the Twin City more information about
what
to
do? Not the Twin City, the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company.
Oh, all these acronyms.
champaignurbanatheaterco.org, I believe, is the new website. And on Facebook, there's actually a Penguin Project group, so CUTC's Penguin Project on Facebook. And all of the information and details are up there now, and the applications are due May 12th. But coming to that meeting will be helpful. We have a dance that everybody learns, all the artists and mentors learn at the meeting on Wednesday.
And you got Frozen 2.
Like, we have that's Frozen, really exciting. Not Frozen 2, so it was Frozen also.
I'm glad. So
Frozen
maybe
2
I
is
need,
the movie that's coming out.
I might need to like hire you as my sidekick, because I'm not really a detail person. And so I can, and so anyway.
I'd be your sidekick anytime, Eric.
That's
but
awesome.
Frozen, we are the first group in town to do the musical Frozen. It was just released. And
of
course, the movie Frozen 2 is coming out after that.
Yeah, so it will be a great kind of like preview. Get caught up on the story.
Right.
Come and see the kids of the Penguin Project. All right. Well, thanks Jackie and Kimmy and Dustin for joining us on episode 4 of See You at the Show. I hope everybody will check out the page, see shows. We've got shows the next 4 days, and this community is just thriving right now. I'm going to send you out with a video from Newsies.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Here we go. Seize the day. Urbana High School. Newsies.
A surprise ending there.
Yes.
From the Urbana High School doing Disney's Newsies on the CI stage.
I'm going to expect that move coming up here later, now that I know they can do
it. Is one of you going to do that big jumpy move where you're holding your foot like it's in the poster? Someone going to do that? No? Okay.